Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
.45 The Zone at 819. Welcome back to the Wake Up Zone. We're powered by the Tennessee Lottery. We're always thrilled to have this guy with us every Monday morning during the 8 o'clock hour. From Titans Radio, Coach Mack, Dave McGinnis, brought to you by Farm Bureau Health Plans. Get great health care coverage at an affordable price. Let Farm Bureau Health Plans coach you through it. They got you covered.
Good morning, guys. We got the whole gang back together.
We do, man.
Yeah.
This is good. Full house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Full house.
One show only.
Kev? How was the beach?
The beach was fantastic.
It was orange.
In my mind, I'm still there.
Orange Beach is where you went? I've heard that's really a cool place.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, have you never been there?
I have never been there.
Oh, you got to get outside of this area.
No, I have never been. I've never been to Orange Beach. I've been to Malibu. I haven't been to Orange Beach.
Malibu's pretty good.
Yeah, I've been to Malibu once, too. That's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah. Malibu has nothing on Orange Beach. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Then I got to get to Orange.
Right. Yeah, there's we go to Orange Beach in Alabama about pretty much every year. It's kind of become our spot, a good sort of family place.
Outstanding.
Not as wild as some of the other places.
Outstanding. That's good. Yeah, this weekend I went to Logan Ryan had that chow down.
Yeah.
At the Bell Tower, where Amy Adams that night was, where we were. Blaine, it was an outstanding event. I mean, it was outstanding. I mean, that animal rescue that he and his wife Ashley have is just is tremendous. Cool. And the support, everybody from the Titans from the top down, Amy Adams Strunk and John Robinson and Steve Underwood, and I mean everybody was there. All his secondary was there. Marcus, the offensive lineman. I mean, when you have an event, I mean, Blaine, when you were playing and you had an event and all your teammates come out to support it, it means a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And then plus, the people in this city, are so generous with what they do. They raised over $160,000 at that thing for the animal rescue. It was an outstanding event. Big props to everybody involved in that. It was great.
All right, fill in the blank here.
Okay.
The best thing I saw at OTAs was?
I liked what Delanie Walker's able to do. Yeah, I just as to where he is right now. I don't know what he's been doing with his rehab. I do know that just knowing who Delanie Walker is and being involved with professionals, over half of my adult life in this league is that, some guys are just top of their business as professionals, and clearly he has rehabbed to the max. I tell you what, you can tell that he was really smart with what he did, and I'm just saying just the way he looks physically, because anytime that you're an experienced vet and you get a lower extremity injury, the first thing that you do, if you really understand, what rehab is about, is you drop weight. You drop weight so that you can truly rehab it and not injure anything else, and also not set yourself back. I mean, again, you don't want to jump ahead of anything. Again, keep your powder dry with what's going on. But just watching what he's been able to do and the way that he's attacking it, it's impressive.
What is Arthur Smith trying to accomplish at this time right now?
He's incorporating, and Arthur's talked about this. He talked about it Thursday when he visited with the press. Arthur is a guy that, is extremely bright. He's going to pull from everything that he's been around, both good and bad, as far as to, and he's been preparing for this situation. He's been preparing for this opportunity for a long time. And what he's trying to do now, he's got some new pieces that he's got to incorporate both up front and in the receiving core. And then plus, get what he wants to do, incorporate it. They're not starting completely over like they were last year. You can see some of that, but you can also see just in the limited amount of time that the OTAs have been in is some of the things that he's going to do. They're going to look a little bit different, but what he's trying to do right now is get everybody in sync with one another. And you can see that during the OTAs.
And we're talking about A.J. Brown and, you know, the fact that he wants to learn all three wide receiver positions. Adam Humphries said pretty much said the same thing. But, you know, obviously, you know, Humphries is going to be mainly in the slot. What about Brown, who did most of his work in the slot in college, and his ability to be a presence outside?
Well, you can see just in the OTAs that have been available, you know, to everybody to watch, he's working at both spots, and it's going to be, and I think once, you know, and this, you ask me what Arthur's doing right now, I think once he's trying to get everybody, first of all, comfortable with what's going on, he will have specific jobs for all of these guys to do. But at the same time, as much as you have motion and formations, as you move receivers around, they're going to have to be able to run routes from anywhere with any types of splits. But once they get zeroed in, I think you will see these guys get zeroed in on just a position that they're going to use and they're going to do. And now the thing about it is, it's kind of like offensive linemen. You only can have so many receivers up when you have the active roster on Sunday. So you've got to have some guys that can be multiple and can be versatile.
Well, that's what I was talking about. That leads me to, you know, Mr. Sharp here. Just by process elimination, you know, sitting in the draft room, once a guy's drafted first round, you know, or second round, you know, that means it's a sign of somebody's going to get pushed down on the roster or somebody's going to get cut. How would you approach it with as far as if you're the GM and the coach about this wide receiver position? Because now it seems like now they have a lot of young wide receivers and some – they all bring different things to the table. You know, you got Corey Davis, you have Humphries, then you have Sharp, you have Brown, you have Taewon. I mean, the list goes on. Adam Humphries. I mean, you know, so, man, how are we going to be able to get all these guys on the field? And we're trying to run the football. So if we're trying to run the football, I don't know if we're going to do it out of three wides or are we going to do it out of two wides? So then now you're battling against your own self as far as an offensive play caller. To, you know, what formations are we going to run in where we don't even use all these wide receivers?
Well, I think that's a big part of what these OTAs are for, and plus what the preseason is for. And right now you've got all of those guys available to you, and you let it play out. You let these guys compete and let it play out, because what's going to be very, very important, you know as well as I do, and so do our listeners, your receivers and your running backs, and we're not talking about running backs, but your running backs that are down the line, all of those positions, they have to also be special teams contributors, because that is extremely, extremely important. And so I think you let all of these guys, let it sift itself out while you are actively working it. And once it does, and then you have to make decisions.
Man, sometimes as a player, though, looking back on my time, you know, as soon as, you know, they draft a guy first round in my position, Tank Williams, oh, well, I know you're cut. Yeah, well, yeah. So, I mean, when you're sitting as a player, you go, there's no matter what I do, they already made their mind up in your mind. So, you're working hard for another team. That's what I'm trying to get in the mindset of an actual player. This is what goes on through their mind. They go, man, I've done a good job. I had 50 catches last year. All of a sudden, they draft this guy in the second round, and all the talk is about what we're doing, talking about A.J. Brown. Well, ain't nobody talking about Tajae Sharpe.
Well, and the thing about it is what you do, and you know this as well as I do, in all of my years, when you're a veteran player, you know they're going to draft new players every year.
Yeah.
But the thing that you do, you're not giving that position up. And so you're doing everything you can to keep that position as long as you can. And that's what the competition is about. You know it and I know it. And every year, I mean, this league, you know, and I learned it early on in this league, and I heard it clearly. And Mike Ditka's the first one that told me this, and I've heard him told the squad this early on. Every day is an interview. Every day is an interview, and that's for guys that have been there 8 years and the guys that have been there 8 minutes. I mean, it's every day is an interview, and that's what professional sports is.
Yeah, no other job like it.
8:28 the time here in the Wake Up Zone. We have Coach Dave McGinnis with us, powered by Farm Bureau Health Plans. You need great health care coverage at an affordable price. Farm Bureau Health Plans and coach you through it. They have got you covered.
Your number one station for sports. 104.5 The Zone, the sports station.
Well, Welcome back to the Wake Up Zone at 8:34. We're powered by the Tennessee Lottery, and our visit every Monday morning with Coach Dave McGinnis from Titans Radio is brought to you by Farm Bureau Health Plans. You got questions about the Titans, about the OTAs, easy to get in here, 615-737-1045.
Yeah, Mark, I'm going.
Go ahead.
See, I knew you was going to do that. I wanted to
ask. I like your timing. That's timing's everything.
I watched his actually him go approach the mic. I've learned how when he's about to approach it, that he's about to talk.
You read studies.
Yeah, see, I study. I study little habits.
You were always good at reading your keys.
Oh, I was the king of keys.
King of keys.
Oh man,
people, I'm gonna come up with a counter move.
You transferred it to the studio.
Trust me. Trust me, I'm gonna come up with a counter move real quick.
Well, he's a vet now, so he.
I know. Oh yeah. I'm gonna tell you real quick a counter move story.
Okay.
Like, all right, so we're playing Tampa Bay, and we're playing against Allscott and Lorenzo Neal at fullback, right? So I get Lorenzo jacked up while we're out there early on, like 8 or 9 o'clock, running around the field, just warming up and everything. I told him, I said, I'm coming after you, buddy. He's like, what? Oh, I'm going to destroy you. I watch you on tape. Your bow leg is going to get broke today. I'm like, oh, I got this dude, man. Oh, my God. So when I go in, I got to come up with a better strategy than this. So I go in there, and I got him so jacked up. He's like a missile. He can't change directions real quick. So I'm going to act like I'm going to run right at him on one of those 46 defenses. Then I'm going to just give him a little bit and then take it away. So I run right at him and think I'm going to get, because this dude was massively strong. And I do the spin move, and he barely gets a nip of me, and it about killed me. But I made the play, right? And he goes, oh, crap. And I said, oh, I got him mad now. So I run right at him again. This is counter move. This is how you stay a step here. No, I didn't do the spin move again. I came right at him and then stayed at him. Now, we stalemated, but I was like, yeah, I'm coming. And don't think it's going to change. Then I come back with you. Then I give you the slither move. The slither, you know, the skinny. So now he's off balance. Now I got him any way I want to, and I can do anything I want to do to him. So this is how you play the game within the game. And that you can't be taught. You have to learn it on your own and come up with your own plan.
Let me tell you something. It's interesting that you say that because you had to play a position as to where, and especially back when you played early on, there were two back sets.
Yeah.
And if you were dropped down in that 46, you were responsible for filling a gap with that fullback. The other move, if I would have been coaching you, the other move I would have said is, Blank, the next time when you've got him so gunned up and you've got smoke coming out of his ears trying to take you out, cut him. Cut him in the hole.
Oh, yeah, that was always the last resort.
Yeah, cut him in the hole one time, and that'll put the muffler. He'll choke that motor way
down.
Remember,
I always talk about how I threaten I'm coming at your knees now. People don't want none of that.
Just cut him in the hole one time.
Yeah. But cool, I wanted to ask you quickly, though, about leadership. Like, you know, every year's a new year, and I know some people say, oh, you know, that's, you know, the leaders are who they are. Well, every year is kind of a new year.
So, absolutely.
So what are your thoughts as a head coach, former head coach, D.C., you know, of leadership?
No, I think it's extremely important, and I think your locker room, because at the end of the day, if you have a really good football team, it's because of the people in the locker room. The coaches can give you all the messages and all the instruction you want. But unless you've got people that are carrying that message uniformly throughout a locker room, that's when you have a really, really good football team. And it's not only in that locker room, it spills out to off the field. I mean, everybody's got to be in one mindset. And for people to be in one mindset, you have to have people that are bought into what you are doing. And to me, that's where leadership comes from. And clearly, it's for your veterans on the football team because they have the biggest voice to start with. Mm-hmm. Younger players gain respect and get a chance to say something or to lead when they first of all do something. Mm-hmm. If you try to say something before you do something, nobody's listening. Nobody is listening. Okay. But your locker room, the stronger the locker room that you have, as far as people carrying a uniform message, the better off you are. Those are the better teams I've been on. Regardless of what your coaching staff says, it only goes so far. And in professional sports and especially professional football, that locker room's got to be strong.
Speaking of course, to Coach Dave McGinnis, Titans radio analyst. We were talking a lot about Ryan Tannehill and this and that. But in your mind, again, as a former head coach and somebody who's been on a few teams, what makes a good backup quarterback beyond the obvious, you know, performing once he gets out there?
Well, first of all, you know, someone that is totally immersed into the system and the game plan, and without a doubt, you know, without a hitch, that if something happens to your starter during a football game, he can go in and he can pick up right where you are, and he can win football games for you. But more than that, it goes into him during the week helping prepare the football team to get ready. I mean, that's extremely important. And especially if you only keep two quarterbacks, your backup quarterback, look, when I was here, you know, we had Vince Young. Our backup quarterback was Kerry Collins. Now, Kerry had been in the league forever and ever. But you know what Kerry Collins did? Kerry Collins probably prepared our defense as well as anybody we ever had because of the look he gave us, the throws he could make, what he could do.
Neil Dunn used to make me so mad.
And there's another one. And there you go. So the backup quarterback has got to be a professional in a lot of ways. And he even has to be more so because he has got to be able to step in and win football games without getting all the reps in practice. And that's why you need experienced backup quarterbacks, and that's why I think Tannehill was a nice pickup.
And especially on a moment's notice sometimes, you don't know when you're going to be in a game. You have to think about it a different way, don't you?
You never do. But that's a backup's role on any, you know, especially when you've only got 46 people active on Sunday. I mean, you have to be ready to go. But a backup quarterback has got to be on point constantly.
How is it for a quarterback, and Neil O'Donnell's in this situation, Kerry Collins was too as well, when they were former starters, how hard is it for them to embrace, now I am the backup?
Well, I think
I am helping assist this starter. Now, Tannehill is still young. The big difference between those two, Collins and Neil O'Donnell, they were older players. This guy is still young, and I think he believes he still can be the guy.
Yeah, and to me, that's important. But the thing about it is, I think Neil and Kerry both knew they could be the guy, too. Mm-hmm. If called on. Now, you've got a good point about as far as the age factor and the experience factor. But, again, I am sure that when John Robinson and Mike Vrabel were vetting Ryan Tannehill, that they sat down and talked about this entire process as to where it was, because Ryan Tannehill, you know, when he was drafted, I mean, he's developed his leadership. He developed the leadership down there. Now what he's trying to do is learn how to focus and how to direct that leadership in a backup role. But he will still never in his own mind think, okay, I'm just a backup quarterback, because that's not what you want. You want a guy that has the confidence that he can do it.
Coach Dave McGinnis, our guest from Titans Radio. You got a question, 615-737-1045. 8:42 the time. Our show is powered by the Tennessee Lottery. All right, speaking of experience and age, here's Martin to tell us about Mortgage Investors Group.
Wow, thanks, Kev. I'm all pumped up now. Have you heard of Mortgage Investors Group Lock Shop and Save program? You can lock in your rate for 90 days while you shop for a home, and once you find the one, you get the lowest rate available. Mortgage Investors Group Lock, Shop, and Save program is available for conventional, FHA, VA, and rural development loan types. No contract required, no upfront fees, and you can switch to any program once your property is identified. So call them for your worry-free solution. That's Lock, Shop, and Save today. You can be ahead of the other buyers by getting pre-qualified before you start looking. Pre-qualification gives you bargaining power and can help you close quicker. Whether you're buying your first home or your fifth, Mortgage Investors Group can help you fulfill those home buying goals. In fact, they're celebrating being in business for 30 years. For more information, go to MIGonline.com for the office nearest you. Equal housing lender.
The Zone, 8:48, the Wake Up Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Coach Dave McGinnis, Titans Radio with us, brought to you by Farm Bureau Health Plans. You need great health care coverage at an affordable price. Let Farm Bureau Health Plans coach you through it. They've got you covered.
You know, I was on a conference call this weekend with, you know, some former head coaches and people in the league, just about, you know, the state of the league and things that are going on and the off season. It was really interesting to listen to a lot of the perceptions of different teams around the league now. And of course, the off season is a time, you know, for all of that. First of all, the perception of the way this organization being run league-wide is really high. I mean, it's really good. I mean, it was, you know, impressive just to listen to that. But then, you know, there's always a hot team in the offseason right now. That hot team right now is Cleveland. And, you know, in my opinion, rightfully so, because of the talent that they've accumulated and, you know, because the quarterback, you know, came in and made a difference. So it's going to be very, very interesting to see. You know, I think it's going to be very interesting. That's a that's quite an opener for the Titans. I mean, it's going to be there will be a lot of eyes on that opener.
Oh, I think we got that game in Cleveland, too, with the dog pal.
I think
we got that.
If you're going to play
them, they're
going
to be still turmoil. They're going to be dissension.
Right.
OBJ hasn't been there. He's not going to be in the time and the rhythm. And they're going to throw a pick because OBJ was supposed to be right there, or he thought he was supposed to be right there. Then we pick it and take it to the house. Butler starts the season off great. I've already got it all predicted.
Well, see, I think Kevin Byard's going to have some picks in that game because he always does when they go up to play at Cleveland.
Oh, always at Cleveland. He usually gets, he's going to get three, then we'll be shocked.
Guys, those predictions, I'll take all of them.
Then everybody will be talking about how down they are on the Browns after that, and then they'll just be a turmoil. And
it's amazing. It's amazing. Again, as I say, it's a very interesting conference call. It's amazing. You know, you get so focused in and localized on what your team is and what's doing. It's really interesting to hear the perspectives around the league. Everybody's got their own issues, I promise you.
But to me, it feels like that's a good spot for the Titans to play Cleveland that very first game of the year, rather than maybe on down the road where they do get settled in and get everything figured out a little
bit. Well, it's going to be, I mean, there's going to be a big focus on it because, first of all, the opener is always a huge focus.
Right.
Let's just say that.
Ooh,
because
I can't stand the opener.
That's the game you got the most time to prepare for. You've got, you know, you're ready for it. And especially nowadays with free agency, when you're turning about 30%+ of your roster over every offseason, it's always interesting to see how everything's going to form and come together. So openers are very, very interesting. You know, the season in the National Football League goes in phases. It really does. And you've got to keep up with the phases as a coaching staff and as a football team, because nothing stays static and nothing moves as fast as an NFL season. I'm talking about scheme-wise. I'm talking about counterpunch-wise. I'm talking about a lot of things that go into it. But the openers are very, very interesting because you really don't know.
That's why I'm a preparer.
You really don't know.
I'm now preparing for like a whole year worth of a season of last year. Then they may do something differently. You got to follow the coordinators. Naturally, the offensive coordinators are going to do what they always do. But
And that's a good point.
I want to ask you about the rule changes, or the proposed rule changes, where they're going to modify the replay rule in the final 2 minutes and make it a coach's challenge, but also the Hail Mary exception, where they're pretty much going to let anything go, which is interesting to me because, you know, you're asking defensive coordinators to ask their players commit mayhem. But what do you think of those issues out there right now?
First of all, Mark, let me just say this. Before any of this was ever brought up, for 100 years, the Hail Mary, defensive coaches taught mayhem. So, I mean, that's the way it's always been. You know, I don't understand why they had to make a focal point of it. Just leave it alone and let them officiate like it has been. I mean, we're talking to a former defensive back in the National Football
former
League.
Former holder.
former holder, former everything that has been involved in Hail Marys. I've coached for 31 years. Look, I just think it's one of those things where they overanalyzed it, and all of a sudden now it's out there, and now it's flipped the other way on. Just leave it alone, because for years and years and years, I mean, how many times, and you guys and our listeners can just think about how many times have you ever seen offensive or defensive pass interference called on a Hail Mary in all the games? I've been involved in nearly 650 NFL games. I've never seen it. And can anybody else?
That,
doesn't this just open the door for more to happen, you know, if you come out and say basically anything goes, then players going to take that as anything goes.
And that's my point, Kevin. Why say anything?
Right.
And if you were asked that question, you'd say, well, it'll be every game is a different game, and hopefully they'll call it like they've been calling it.
It's one of those things. Everybody knows that, but you don't want to come out and say that. I guess that's
kind of my thoughts, but. Yeah.
Everybody knew I read those cliff notes, but on the book, I didn't read the whole book.
They didn't know that.
The NFL playbook.
They didn't know that when you gave the good report, right? Man, they didn't know.
Come on, man. They got to be smarter than that.
But it's whole, you know, back to holding them. You just keep your hands where people can't see them, right? I mean, it's all part of the game. Wait,
did you watch the Super Bowl? What was the Super Bowl? I keep bringing up the Patriots versus they threw the Hail Mary at the end.
The Eagles.
Eagles. Yeah, they wiped the receiver out 30 yards down the field. I mean, hit him. He wasn't even in nowhere close to the end zone. They hadn't even thrown the ball yet.
Blaine,
I dare them call it, too. I dare them.
Blaine, I'm looking at you right in the eyes. Boy, you right, see right across this desk right now. You sit there and tell me right now, Coach Mack, I've never done that. Say it. You've done that every time.
Yes,
you have.
Every time. It got so bad, the coach said, Blaine, we're going to have to move you to the side that we don't think they're throwing the ball because you're going to get a penalty. It sounds like to me you just moved me because I'm short. Why don't you just say that? Don't say I'm holding.
On that Eagles and Patriots play, though, I couldn't get past watching Gronk run the field on that play and just how fast that dude was moving, just trying to get down there. That was
Gronk
something to
is
watch
not retired. He's coming back.
He said he's retired and he's having a good time. Yeah. I can't imagine Gronk is training.
Gronk says he's going to do the opposite.
Kevin, wait a minute. You said he's retired and having a good time?
Yeah.
That dude's had a good time his whole life.
Right, right. He's just having a little more good time.
When do we think Gronk has been to the gym last or, you know, doing a real heavy workout?
You know what? Gronk is one of those dudes that's kind of like a cyborg. He could go out there right now.
Show up
and do something.
Yeah, as long as he's healthy. Yeah, I put money on that one.
Yep.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah. Since we're talking about, you know, specimens and Gronk and everything else, how has the DeAndre Walker look? The guy from Georgia that kind of dropped in the draft a little bit, whether it was
because
he has long arms. But, you know, how's he looking? I know it's hard to judge the guys that's on the line. We all watching the skill guys because it's, you know, it's really 7-on-7 out there. But, you know, what does he look like so far, I guess, to this point?
You know what? You know, and you're right. Offensive and defensive linemen during OTAs are the hardest, you know, to evaluate just because there's no pads and there's no contact. I mean, you just can't do it. I liked watching him on tape, you know, when I was doing all those players for the draft this year. And then when I see him in person, I mean, it reaffirms what I saw on tape. You've got a guy that's going to play a lot longer than he is. His arms, he's got, you know, extremely long arms. He's got really good lateral quickness. I think this guy, Dean P, is going to find a way to incorporate this guy. Now, I can't sit here and tell you right now, Blaine, that he looks great doing this and great doing that. But that's an interesting, to me, he and Amani Hooker are the two guys that I am really looking forward to watching once football gets started.
So you think once they put on the pad, they're going to be contributors in some form or fashion, even if it's in a backup role or dime package or rotational pass rusher or something like that?
I believe that.
Mm. Good. Our time is short, man.
Are we done?
We're done, dude.
Yeah. Well, we brought Gronk back, so what else are we going to do?
That's what we do. We break news on here.
Yeah. Break news.
It's hard.
Gronk's coming back.
See you guys.
Hard to think he's played
Thanks,
the last
guys.
Down. Thanks, Coach Mack.
Yep.
Dave McGinnis from Titans Radio, brought to you by Farm Bureau Health Plans. If you need great health care coverage at an affordable price, Farm Bureau Health Plans will coach you through it. They've got you covered.